Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not.
Not. I'm going to say not today.
This is a big thumbs down no.
If I have to choose, I've got to say not. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Where'd all the listeners go?
Hey, you're free to make your own choices. And yeah. You can choose to be here. You can choose not to be here. You can choose to agree. You can choose to disagree. I mean, that's the beautiful thing is that we all have choices. And it just so happens that we choose not to believe it. I cannot believe it.
Damien, how was your day?
It was pretty good. It was warm and toasty, but I didn't have to go anywhere, so it was nice.
Nice. Yeah, I had my AC running all day and just sitting,
nice and
writing.
Chilly,
and then
chilly Willy.
Laundries. Mm-hmm. Chilly Willy. I did take a nap, actually. I got up kind of earlier than normal.
Oh.
Took a little nap.
Wow.
It was nice.
I wanted a nap today, but I just didn't get a chance to.
Well, and maybe now. Maybe sometime later tonight you can take an 8-hour nap till the morning.
Nah, you know what? You're right. I'm going to take one right now. You just keep on going. Wake me up in like 20 minutes and we'll see what happens.
All right. Speaking of people who interrupt your day.
We're
talking about, let's pretend to put I'm going to put a doorbell in post. Okay, I'm going to put a doorbell sound right there.
Bing bong.
Hey, Damien, are you ready to, do you want to change religions? I got a free book about Jesus.
Does getting one count as a change religions or is that just acquiring one?
Oh, yeah. No, because your atheism is your religion.
But isn't that a lack of religion?
Right. But yeah, we've talked about the Mormons a few times.
Yeah.
Talked about them. I was watching this show, Under the Banner of Heaven, so my mind's been on the Mormons lately. It's a very depressing, sad show about Mormon murder. It's based on a true story, starring our friend Andrew Garfield, who, as we know, hates Mondays.
Yeah. Loves lasagna.
Loves lasagna. But I thought I'd look up some of the weirder Mormon beliefs, either current, still held, or were once taught but now kind of ignored. So kind of the underbelly, I guess you'd say, of Mormon beliefs. Or, you know, just things that are not talked about as often as maybe they should be, or, you know, let's talk about it again, because it's they should never forget some of the things they've done. So it's kind of a hogwash. That's not the right word. A kind of a potpourri, if you were, of yeah. Mormon things. I was thinking to call this episode Mormon things. So yeah. So what when you think of Mormons, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I mean, the first thing I ultimately think of is probably the South Park, the episode with John Smith mm-hmm. and the whole story with that. I think Book of Mormon, of course. I mean, I guess it's all yeah. just Trey Parker stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that show Sister Joseph Wives? Smith. Was that all, were they Mormon as well?
Yeah, I think they were a form of like fundamentalist Mormons.
Yeah, yeah. I remember watching a bit of that. And then I also just like, I've seen like different document, like short documentaries and things like that about yeah. like people leaving the church and like how horrible it was and things mm-hmm. like that. So, I think in the show Hell on Wheels, wasn't the one, have you seen that one? I think there's like a big Mormon.
No, I haven't.
I think there's a big Mormon church and they're like a really kind of closed off. They feel very evil in that show.
Yeah. They do in Under the Banner of Heaven too. Like, oh my gosh. And there's that new documentary on Netflix about Warren Jeffs, who we've done an episode on. Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
He's got a first name for a last name. So
yeah, it's true. And that's when you know they're evil.
Totally.
In 2013, though, this guy wrote a letter, a very long letter. Mm-hmm. It's now called the CES letter. And it's just a letter of him, of all the questions he had for Mormon leadership. And that's, I recommend checking that out. I got some of the stuff from that. It's just a lot of inconsistencies within Mormonism. So I just wanted to shout them out first, that guy. Jeremy T. Runnels is the guy who wrote that. So the sex Mormon guy, ex-Mormon, I sounded like I said sex Mormon, but
that's sex Mormon.
Different can of worms there. He shows a lot of the inconsistencies in the Book of Mormon itself, as well as the church and like things mm-hmm. they've changed over time. And it's a really interesting read. And especially like, yeah, a lot of people have left the church as a result of this letter being published. That's good. I think the more people we can get out of any organization that makes use, give them 10% of your money before you buy food or pay bills or things like that, and then just hoard it and invest it and don't actually do anything good with it. It'd be nice if more people left those places.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, here's a weird belief. So they have they don't just have the Book of Mormon. They have other books that are, you know, required reading, I guess. They were on level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have like the core curriculum textbook, but then you have the other ones that you don't necessarily need to buy, but you probably should if you want to get a good grade.
Yeah, exactly. Doctrines and Covenants is one of them, and it's kind of a more open document, and that's more because they have prophets on Earth, right? Like they believe mm-hmm. that their president is, he speaks directly to God, so they can update this Doctrines and Covenant. But in it, it talks about how you can tell the difference between a bad or good angel by shaking their hand. So,
what?
Yeah. So it says in Doctrines and Covenant, 129 verse 7, it says, ask him to shake hands with you, but he will not move because it is contrary to the order of heaven for just a man to deceive, but he will still deliver his message. If it be the devil as an angel of light, then you ask to shake hands, he will offer you his hand and you will not feel anything. You may therefore detect him.
Wait. So if someone shakes your hand, that means they're a devil? Is that what that's
No,
saying?
If they go to shake your hand, but you can't feel anything.
But didn't they say that the angel wouldn't shake your hand? They would just talk about God at you? Is that kind
Yeah,
of
so
like...
the angel won't shake your hand because that would be a sign of deceit because it can't shake your hand. But the devil would pretend because devils can lie. So the devil will go to shake your hand, but then it would just go through it like in a ghost movie.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's a pretty good, I think that's just practical.
Yeah.
I think it's some practical advice.
Yeah, I'm not going to shake anyone's hand.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me wrong, folks. I know all religions have weird shit, but I just find Mormon shit really fascinating.
I just don't know when you would need that one.
Yeah. Well, if you ever encounter an angel and you're not sure if it's a good angel or a bad angel, what's hard to understand here?
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. Please excuse. Please excuse my ignorant ways.
I love that they had to write that one down too. It's like, oh, what if our
write that down? Write that down. Yeah.
Huh. So with Mormons, they don't believe in like heaven and hell like other Christians mm-hmm. do. It's a little different. They don't really believe in hell. It's like more of a temporary kind of thing to purge you of your sins, and then you eventually go to like the different layers of heaven.
Right. Kind of like the a purgatory steam room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. flush out all the toxins.
People, yeah, exactly. Like on that Rick and Morty episode. So they have different levels. The celestial level is the top one. And that's if you've been a good person, but also if you're a man who's married with children and you've been a good Mormon, so you had your temple blessings and stuff, and then a woman can get in based on her husband, like her husband will get her in.
What?
Yeah.
That's kind of bullshit. But, what if your husband sucks?
Exactly. And another thing with that is they've said in the past that you can only get into heaven into the celestial kingdom if you practice polygamy. So that's an older thing that they don't teach anymore, but many of the original leaders and prophets and Joseph Smith himself basically said the only way you can get into the celestial kingdom is if you have more than one wife.
Man, what a racket this was just to get as many women to sleep with you as you want.
The other thing too is, so the two lower kingdoms, so there's the terrestrial kingdom and the telestial. When you go there, they're nice places. They're okay. It's like the medium place maybe on the good place, but it's like it's not awful.
Yeah.
But you can't have sex there. So you can have sex in the celestial kingdom, but there's no banging in the TKs. So that's out.
So I guess I'm confused. So let's think about like if you're in heaven, let's say, right?
Yeah.
Do you still have like, because you're supposed to be like happy and eternally blissful and you're like under God or whatever, all that shit. Would you still want to have sex?
Yeah, because you have to make, so Mormons, they have like spirit babies too. So you don't just have kids here on earth. You have kids when you're in heaven. Because God was once one of these, and he became good enough to become a god. So you also have that chance, and your kids have that chance to become a god of another planet.
So there's other gods then?
There's other gods, yeah.
What?
Yeah, And you can become a god, and God was just like one of many.
What the fuck?
But yeah, so you can't have sex in the TKs, but you also don't have genitalia, so you won't want to. They call it the TK smoothie.
They don't call it that, do they?
Like ex-Mormons do and stuff. And like,
So you're there, like they just grind it down and then you just have nothing?
Yeah. Well, it's like that scene in Dogma when the angel
shows.
Yeah, it's like that.
So, can you get upgraded and like get a fresh one?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if you can work your way up. I think once you're in the terrestrial or telestial, you're just there. Your family can visit you though from the celestial, but you can't go up. So they can go down to visit you, but you can't go up to visit them.
Oh yeah, great. Just what I want. My family who's been fucking all the time coming down saying, "Hey buddy, how you doing down in the TK? Too bad about not having a ding dong or a hoo-ha anymore, but I just came to say hi and saying we're having a great time just banging away." Yeah, exactly.
And the way I read one thing too, that like when you do get pregnant in the celestial kingdom, it's still a 9-month period. So I guess our biology translates to heavenly biology for some reason.
Yeah, like I just don't know why. Well, first of all, I don't know why you would need to do it to begin with. And then I don't know why it would also need to take 9 months.
Another thing. So you know about how Mormons don't drink coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Hear about this?
I've heard about this coffee thing.
I'm drinking coffee right now, so.
Shut up. You are not, are you?
It's called cold brew. Look it up. So originally they were told they can't drink hot drinks. And this caused some confusion. And then, so it was eventually clarified that hot drinks refer to coffee and tea because they have caffeine in it. So that's what they meant by hot drinks. So you can still have hot chocolate or herbal tea, just nothing with caffeine. But then eventually that meant you can't have iced coffee or iced tea, which are still called hot drinks. They're still considered hot
drinks. They're just calling drinks with caffeine hot drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can't drink cola either.
No.
Can't have Red Bull.
I think
Bull.
They're starting to go back on that a bit. I think more people are drinking caffeine, but I think it's still kind of frowned upon. Because I heard it was a controversy when BYU got a Coke machine.
Well, I guess if they just had Sprite and some root beers, I guess Orange Fanta maybe is caffeine-free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I remember I took a bus across Canada once and ended up sitting next to a Mormon. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about how crazy hyper she gets when she drinks a 7-Up. Yeah, that'll get you going.
Yeah. That's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's some weird placebo thing going on there.
Yeah, exactly. So, have you heard about the three witnesses in Mormonism?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember who they are. Is that like the three wise men, but they witnessed Jesus coming out of a pizza place in New Jersey?
Basically. I mean, not far off. So their names were David Whitmer, Martin Harris, and Oliver Crowdery. And they're the ones who also...
that's not their names, is it?
That's their name. David Whitmer, Martin Harris, and Oliver Crowdery. And they were friends/relatives of Joseph Smith. And they said they also saw the angel that came to Joseph Smith. And they said... and signed away on that, but they were also like the most gullible people in the world. And my favorite story I read was, so Joseph Smith goes away on a trip for 5 weeks. He goes to Canada because he wants to find a publisher for the Book of Mormon. He comes back and they've joined another cult. Some other group. He's like, come on guys, they were gone for 5 weeks.
They were in a power vacuum. They were lost without their leader. And then a leader showed up and took over. So I don't know who's to blame, guys. I think Joseph's the one to blame.
I think so.
Did he get him back, though?
He got him back for a while, but they were all eventually excommunicated. Mm. And then I think one of them came back and then was again excommunicated or something like that. So they were all, Martin Harris especially, is like one of the most gullible people in the world and has joined so many religions. Basically, if you're like, hey, you want to join my religion? He'd be like, all right, let's do it.
He just likes hanging out.
I guess so. And actually, I think it was him. And this is touched on in the South Park one. But one of their wives was like, he's obviously like just making this book up. If you hide it and then ask him to translate it again, if he is translating, he should get the same thing. And then Joseph Smith's like, no, God's testing you, so he's not going to give you the same one back. And he wrote a different thing.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. This next one, I think, will file under lost doctrines, like, or forgotten doctrines.
They don't do this anymore. Where? This is old school.
They don't do this anymore. But Joseph Smith apparently taught that Adam, from Adam and Eve fame, was God.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, even though he was the first man to sin and cause sin to fall upon the earth, he said he was Father God. And then, because he needed to be the one to, his seed needs to be the one that, like, spreads on earth and, like, all the people on earth would.
So he sinned for our benefit. And then,
I guess
he had to undo it for our benefit then.
Yeah, and now they teach he was like the father in the sense that he was like mankind's father, not that he was Father God. So they've changed that one. But,
well, I mean, like, that's like common in other gods, right? Like, that wasn't Zeus like fucking everyone and anything?
Yeah.
Turning into like geese and horses and just fucking people and bushes and whatever.
Yeah. Well, in Mormonism too, like in most of Christianity, Mary got pregnant kind of like by the Spirit, you know? Coming inside, that's too graphic.
The Spirit came her. Inside her. Oh, that's just as bad.
Yeah, but in Mormonism, God became a person and came down and had sex with her. So there's no like euphemism there. Like, God became a dude with a dick and banged the mother.
I mean, I'm not
Jesus.
Surprised if they think that there's a part of heaven where you still have dicks and vaginas and you and you smash it and you shoot hot loads into each other in heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm sure, and this is probably why everybody tuned in, but probably wondering what their views on dinosaurs are.
Do the dinosaurs still have big dingers and boink each other in heaven? Oh, they don't?
So most of Mormonism now will say that whatever science says, that's what dinosaurs are. But they're not as strict with like a young earth as, say, an evangelical Christian would be. Mm. So they're like some of them. Yeah, some Mormons are going to say, yeah, the earth is 7,000 years old. But they're not going to say that the universe is 7,000 years old because they believe in multiple gods with multiple planets, multiple, like, whatever. So what they would have said, I think what Joseph Smith taught, was that the dinosaurs are in the ground because the materials that make up our Earth once made up another planet that had creatures on it. And so the fossils we find are from another planet, but God repurposed it and made Earth, and just that's the kind of the record.
So they're saying that this is just an old fixer-upper that he got cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I said as is.
Wouldn't it just be easier to just think that they were just already here like years before than to say it was somewhere else and then it got brought over here, mixed about, you know, just mixed it all about, you know how you do, and then there it is.
Yeah.
You know how you do.
Yeah.
But they weren't here. They were on a thing that was kind of what here is, but not quite what here is.
Yeah.
Just say they were there.
You know Mormon missionaries, the guys that knock on your door?
Mm-hmm. Ding dong.
So there's two... Yeah, they go the ding dong, and then they say, "I got a book for you."
Mm-hmm.
And did I tell this story? Okay, I'm just going to tell a quick story about the last time I ran into a Mormon missionary. He was just like pestering this guy on a bus, be like, "Come on, consider it, consider it, consider it." Like that's what he just kept saying about Mormonism, and I was like, "Dude, it's not a new flavor of Dorito. He's not just going to try it because you're pressuring him into it."
He might. Isn't that what Joseph Smith did?
I guess so.
So
maybe he thought he was going to be like one of the three witnesses.
That's true.
But, yeah. But so apparently Mormon missionaries can't go swimming when they're on their mission.
Oh, why not?
And this might be an old thing, but might not be enforced anymore, but I don't know if it's true. And that is because God has blessed, originally God blessed the waters and cursed the land. But since this is the latter days, since this is the end of the world, he has switched that. And so now God has blessed the land and the devil has cursed the water.
Can they ever swim or just?
Yeah, just missionaries can't, and they can't swim on Sundays.
Why can't missionaries? And because they're doing the Lord's work? Is
that
what? They're
doing the Lord's work, and they want to stay away from curses.
Right.
Apparently, this all just comes from the fact that they were traveling across America, spreading the good word, or it could have been when they were fleeing for their lives. One of the reasons they were traveling, they were doing canoeing, and he had a bad day on the water with a canoe. He fell over a couple times, and he's like, that's it. God's cursed, the devil's cursed the water.
Well, I mean, I've played the Oregon Trail, and I know that, you know, you can have a lot of accidents on the water. So
that's true.
It makes sense. It seems practical.
It does. Yeah. I grew up on a lake, and it was like this shitty lake that I loved it. I loved growing up there, but it had been a forest, and then it flooded and became a lake. So it was like a newer lake, and so it still had all the trees in it.
Yeah,
and stumps, which is pretty cool. So motorboats couldn't go through there and stuff.
How deep was it?
Probably the deepest part was maybe 10 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was very shallow, but yeah, they called it Stump Lake. It was called something else, Center Lake, but they called it Stump Lake. And but we'd always go out there with our canoe, which was great. But then every once in a while, we'd just get stuck on a stump. You'd be there, just like, you have to like just shift your weight back and
rock
forth.
Back and forth.
Yeah. which is probably not great for the canoe, but
probably not, and makes you Mormon because you think the lake is cursed.
Exactly.
But what if conversely, what if the lake isn't cursed but the canoe is cursed?
Oh, maybe he had a cursed canoe.
Or the stump is cursed and the stump is connected to the ground.
Right.
We don't know.
Now, that's true. That is true. Also, we used to swim out and take the hooks off the, because people would go fishing, get hooks stuck in this, and then you get a free lure.
You're going like bait shopping, basically.
Yeah. I talked to her. Anyways, I was at a family thing, and we were talking about growing up on the lake and stuff, and we were talking about fishing, and I used to fish more than most of my siblings, and I was like, and then, you know, we'd stick our hand in where there was leeches, so the leech would attach to you, and then you just grab that leech and use it as bait.
Yeah.
And my brother was just like, no, we didn't do that. And I'm like, well, I did that. That's not a normal thing.
I mean, hey, bud, you do what you got to do to get that fish.
So Book of Mormon, like we talked about, has a lot of things that don't make any sense.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah, as you know, in ancient times, before Christ, a bunch
BC?
Of BC, a bunch of Israelites decided to build a boat, and they sailed to America,
right,
as one does. And eventually they became, you know, Native Americans, First Nations people. Since then, though, DNA tests, they just took a DNA test, turns out.
They're not that bitch.
Nope. Asian descent. So, yeah, no Jewish blood.
Right.
Also, they mentioned in these times that the New World had cows, horses, oxen, asses, goats, sheep, pigs, honeybees, elephants, barley, wheat, silk, iron and brass, steel, metal coins, swords, chariots, wheels, compasses, and metal plates inscribed with writing.
Sounds so like they were playing Civilization.
Yeah, exactly.
They just had a randomizer on the map.
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't get into the apologetics, but some of the apologetics for how this is like, a lot of it is, well, this isn't literal. These weren't these animals. It was when Joseph Smith was translating it. These are the closest things he understood to it. So they would find things that kind of were like it in ancient times, and one of them is like a tapir. It's like a type of animal that they said they rode. It's like nobody would ever ride that animal.
Like, pretty sure it's tapir is very small.
Yeah, they're very small animals. Yeah. And of course, racism is a big part of their history.
Of course.
As 2 Nephi 30 verse 6, it originally said conversion to Christianity, which is weird that they would even talk about Christianity before Christ, but would make you white and delightsome. And then eventually in the year of my birth, they change it to a pure and delightsome people.
Ah, pure and delightsome. Is lightsome
so instead
as
of white
like,
and delightsome.
I see.
Yeah. And right. Yeah. Very.
Lost,
and
lost
it was,
the rhyme, but.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what it says in the version I have. And then shall they rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing unto them from the hand of God, and their scales of darkness shall begin to fall off from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass among them, save they shall be a pure and delightsome people. They still talk about darkness being removed from them.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how that wouldn't be racist, but I can also see how that would be very racist, too.
Yeah, and that's from the and a lot of... Like most Christians believe that at the time, that the mark of Cain, which is in the whole Bible, what meant that they were, God was being marking them with different darker skin,
right?
But and that permeated, and then that was passed on through Ham and in the Noah story. Also, Brigham Young said, shall I tell you the law in regards to the African race? If the white man who belongs to the chosen seed mixes with his blood with the seed of Cain, the penalty under the law of God is death on the spot. So that was his opinion on mixed race marriage.
Wow. What a nice man.
Oh, yeah. Just a great, great, cool fucking dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, very problematic for many reasons, and just another one to put on the list.
The old list. And but in 1978, God's like, actually, I may have been wrong about this.
Well, I'm glad.
You've been listening to the wrong crowd.
I'm glad God had a change of heart in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's the benefit of having someone on earth who can talk to God. And that's what the Mormons have, right?
Yeah. So, and they're lucky to have him.
They thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord.
Well, what about moon men, you say?
Or maybe thank a God, because there's possibly more than one.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And moon men.
Yeah, moon men. So Joseph Smith, according to another person, so the Mormons will say that this isn't canon, but but he said the inhabitants of the moon are more of a uniform size than the inhabitants of the earth, being about 6 feet in height. They dress very much like the Quaker style and are quite general in style, fashion of dress. They live to be very old, coming genuinely near 1,000 years old.
So there's a bunch of 1,000-year-old, 6-foot-tall Quakers on the moon. Is that what they're saying?
That's what they're saying. But the thing is, what they'll tell you too is that, we have gone to the moon since then. Mm-hmm. We didn't find these people, but we didn't search the whole moon.
Right. So, maybe they're on the dark side.
Exactly. And then Brigham Young said about the inhabitants of the sun, who can tell us all the inhabitants of this little planet that shines of an evening called the moon? When you inquire about the inhabitants of that sphere, you find that most learned are as ignorant in regards to them as most ignorant of their fathers. So it is in regard to the inhabitants of the sun. Do you think it is inhabited? I rather think it is. They probably just come out at night, to be fair, when it's cooler.
Yeah, that's true. Cooler. It's much cooler at nighttime. Yeah. Well, they turn off the light so that you can walk on the surface, right?
Exactly. Yeah. is this the last one? Yeah, let's end on this one. And there's more. There's more wackiness. There's going to be a lot more wackiness.
I mean, I feel like any of these things is just going to be wackiness going all the way down. We could go forever.
Go forever. There was this really great episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Yes.
And it was one of the ones like a year-end one with Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, where they do the reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those they started talking about the Wandering Jew.
I remember this, yes.
Okay. So they have their own version of this, and it's called the Three Nephites. So in the Bible, Jesus says that people among us here who will not die before my return. Most people see this as Jesus just being wrong. They see it as there's three people that are still alive from that time, and they're just wandering the earth. So it's the three Nephites. Mm. And so
we just have to guess who they are.
We just have to guess who they are. And I guess they go around and they help people out of jams. And
solving mysteries and stuff.
Solving mysteries, yeah, exactly. So they, lots of stories about them throughout history, kind of interjecting and in folklore, and hoping that maybe they're among us right now. We don't know. Mm-hmm. So I guess they have disguises and stuff.
Yeah,
but
what if God was one of us?
We used to get in trouble for singing that song, but with my sibling's name.
Oh, yeah?
Like in youth group. I'm like, what? It's not a hymn. Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was the problem. They just didn't want you singing popular music.
They didn't want to sing in popular music.
You know what popular music leads to?
Yeah, that's true.
Sexual intercourse.
Well, music leads to dancing. Dancing leads to kissing. Kissing leads to sex. Sex leads to pregnancy. Pregnancy leads to a shotgun wedding.
Yeah.
And a shotgun wedding leads to being sad.
Right. Or shotgun wedding leads to a new wife and a cool gun as a wedding gift.
That's true.
Or a butt full of bird shot. Whatever happens. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never been to a shotgun wedding yet. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're the best. Lord knows I have.
Can't wait to go to one. Can't wait to be at one. I think it's going to be a good time. I'm going to get a brand new bulletproof vest for it. I want to be ready for it. And I just hope everybody's as happy as you can be in a forced marriage situation.
Yeah. Isn't that what the NRA has been fighting for all along?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be right. That and people pulling things from their cold, dead hands, too.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, Damien, have any other thoughts on the weirdness of Mormons?
Well,
not the people, the.
I think if they're going to be, I think if they're going to be pulling from different books, they need to get some more updated books to start pulling from, you know, something like there's a lot of good young adult, fiction out there that they could start reading, you know,
that's true.
Tons of like classics over the last like 30 years. And I'm sure they could find some really great stuff to supplement their wacky, zany behavior. Maybe a Roald Dahl book would be good, right? Maybe if they threw the twits in there.
Or the BFG. Mm-hmm. Matilda's coming out, the musical.
That's true. They could use the songbook from the play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of songbooks, speaking of moving on to the next thing, let's thank our patrons.
Thank you.
Oh my God, wow, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Hey everybody, it's Trevor, just Trevor. Usually we have the Bible study section here, and usually what we'll do is me and Damien will get together a couple days before the release, and so that we can have the list being as up to date as possible, but it didn't really work out this week, and I do apologize for that. We'll have a great Bible study for you next week, and we'll thank everybody by name, but I just want to say quickly, while I got you here, that I do really appreciate all you patrons. You're wonderful. I got a false copyright claim from Lakewood Church, that's Joel Osteen's church, a little while ago, and it's affected my income a great deal. And so this every little bit helps, and I appreciate you all, and I don't appreciate Joel Osteen, but you folks are amazing. Thanks a lot. You're awesome.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Let's do a crazy rock lyric. I mean, a Christian rock lyric.
Crazy rock lyric from the Christian side. Everything they say is about God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Crazy Times with the Christians. Ooh. Actually, that fits in. That's probably why I said crazy. Is the song is called Crazy People.
Oh, Crazy People.
I would like to thank Michael for sending this one to me.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, Michael sent a message and said, this song's new, and it fits your show. It has nothing to do with the Mormons.
They're on the new Christian rock train, huh?
Yeah, they're on the cusp of what's good.
The Billboard Top 100 worship songs.
Yes, that's them.
Yeah, is there a top 100, or is it more like a top like 12?
Oh, I bet there's a top 100. It's not a good 100, but
I guess that's fair. Yeah. There's probably at least 100, but yeah.
Yeah. And the band is Casting Crowns. I think we've done them before, and I've definitely got copyright strikes for using them on YouTube.
Hey, Casting Crowns, what are you copyrighting striking us for? Yeah. Listen, we're talking about your music. You're getting a little exposure. Stop being such big babies. Yeah, you know, when you produce art, you're going to have to experience criticism, and you're going to have people on the internet talking about you. So don't be a big old dip dong and make us not make money on it.
Exactly. But this one goes, who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks the fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Who can have a church in the fire of a furnace? Well, I'll tell you, crazy people trust in Jesus. None of those stories happened after Jesus was born. Those were all pre-Jesus. So, but anyways, crazy people trust in Jesus. Follow him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers walk by faith believers. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Here's to all God's crazy people. Who brings a Bible into a public school? Who shares a gospel even when the world calls them a fool? And who's not afraid to go against the floor will cancel me and call me one of those, because I'm one of those crazy people. Trust in Jesus. Follow him wherever he leads. You can bring a Bible into a public school.
Yeah.
A lot of times they have them in the library. They're owned by the school. You can just go check them out.
Yeah. I mean, my problem is with who builds a boat when there's not a cloud in the sky. I think most people who build boats.
Boat makers. They'll work whatever the weather.
If anything, I think they prefer to work when it's clear and sunny. Yeah. You have a nice day for it. So honestly, his first statement, I was just so fixated on how wrong that was. And then the rest, I'm just kind of like, okay. So you're just doubling down that you are crazy and trusting in your imaginary man.
Exactly. Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo. Like lion tamers.
Is there a story where that's what they do? They turn the lion's den into a petting zoo?
Well,
is that
Daniel
what happens?
Lion's den. Yeah, he's like, they put him in the lion's den to as punishment for praying, and then God's like, no, you can live.
That's not a petting zoo.
No. He doesn't pet them, he just doesn't get eaten by them.
So no one did that.
No one did that, yeah.
Even by their story, no one did that.
Yeah, no one did that. But it rhymes with you.
Have they read the Bible, these guys?
No. Nobody has. Have you looked at that thing?
What do they call it, casting crowns?
Technically, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom.
Listen. It's true. Listen, casting crowns. You need to fact check your own songs here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you actually listen to the show and you listen to these valid criticisms of the points that your songs are making and the points that we're making about these songs, instead of copyright claiming us, you might write a better song.
My favorite was when one of the artists listened and commented and was like, yeah, sorry, we were young.
Now, those guys are cool.
Yeah, they are. And I took it down. No, I didn't. But...
Keep it up.
All right, folks. Oh, sorry.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. Fools.
Fools.
Hey, fools.
Hey, fools.
Thank you.
Sup,
thank fools. You for being wonderful fools who said in their heart there is no God.
And, right.
have a blessed Mormon.
Blessed be the guys who are fools for not God, I guess. I don't know.
For not God.
I had nowhere. I don't know. I lost it. Bye.
No, you got it. Bye.
work, Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.